When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Daniel, I got a question.
Back again. We back what? At it.
Hey, we're back at it. Daniel, I got a question.
Yes.
How much poopery did you either spill on yourself or spray in
Are
that
you smelling
bathroom?
It? You're still smelling it?
Dude, it smells like, how many matches did you
poopery.
Light?
Oh, I lit like 5 matches.
You just need.
we need more matches.
No, you just need. You just need 2 sprays of poopery in the bowl.
Mm-mm, that's not true.
Not the way I work. Not the way I work.
Nope. And Daniel, yeah. I can absolutely get on that train. So yeah.
Okay,
so,
maybe 4, but it's the bathroom is all the way over there, and I'm smelling it all the way over
here.
Well,
I do it for my own. It helps me get in my zen mood so that I can release
my... what happens. So Daniel goes in the bathroom, and I hear it lock, so I know he's about to get vulnerable, right, in that bathroom with his own anus, okay? And so I brought some poopery because I realized, like, my friend showed me the bathroom I want, which is, like, always comfortable pooping. Like, you should always be comfortable pooping. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's poopery, that's matches, that's incense at home, that's, you know what I mean?
Carpet right in the front that's a little fluffy.
There you go, yeah, uh-huh. Right?
And it has,
exactly.
And
keep your feet warm.
And it has made me feel more comfortable.
Right? And so
I
brought that, and apparently Daniel, I don't know if you haven't used it yet, or Daniel was screwing off that top and just popping it off in there. Yo. When really it's just a pop and a spray.
It was a pop top.
Why am I just talking here? You guys, get out. This is my show.
I spin the top and then it just freaking spills, and so I got a little bit on my.
So you're telling
that's what I'm smelling.
So you're telling
I'm
me we, need, it on we need new poopery as well.
We might need some more poopery. You got about 3 more sprays.
Used all the matches
on
the
one
whole
poop.
For me.
On one poop.
No wonder you don't like pooping in public.
And I'm going to be honest with you guys. Even with those things here, I can't poop here. I can't do it.
No?
You just helped us? Thank
yeah.
you. That's very
selfless. No. I wanted to know if it would help me, and it didn't.
It helped me.
But here's what happens to me. Sometimes when I get on like an adrenaline kick, all of my systems shut down.
Oh, they shut down.
Shut down.
You don't get the nerve poops because that's a thing. You know, like the adrenaline kicks and it's like, oh, God,
right,
I gotta take shit.
Right, right. Yeah. If I was home, I don't know. That was what opened up. But nerves.
Everything locks down.
Yeah.
Shut her down, Lindsay.
Locks down. Almost as if survival mode is happening again.
Yeah. Hey,
sing for my supper.
Jesus.
What was that?
Sing for my supper.
Oh, my
sing
God.
Sing for your supper, huh?
You know what Damn. I mean? And you can't take time to go crap while you're singing supper. For your supper. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my.
I don't know. Devin, in other news, you look like the Jedi of the year.
Hey.
Jedi of the year?
Yeah, like sexy Jedi.
Sexy Jedi of the year?
I mean,
this is like a compliment.
Look at this like crown that's coming around his neck.
Oh, the way this hood's sitting?
Yeah, that,
a little bit.
Yeah,
I accept.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I want to be sexy Jedi of the year. It's really the look I've been cultivating for a long time.
Oh, it's chic.
Thanks.
It just keeps its structure right there. It's like, done.
Dope.
I love it.
But do Jedis have fades? Are there any Jedi with, like, fades?
I'm sure.
You think so?
There's got to be a Jedi with a fade out there.
I mean, somebody had to have gone
Oh, right? And so he had a fade for a little bit after getting chopped with a lightsaber.
Has there ever been, I know there's been, like, Spaceballs and, like, parodies of Star Wars, but, like... Yeah.
There hasn't been one in a long time.
Like, Spaceballs was unreal.
The fucking 80s.
Who was in that? We worked with, was it Jim J? Or was that, Jim J, I think, was in
Spaceballs. You're right.
I think it was Spaceballs.
Holy shit, I think you're right.
Throwback.
He's like,
Mr. Monroe from
Holy shit, I gotta watch that again. I think you're right. I vaguely remember watching it and being like,
who's the dog?
It was like John Candy.
John Candy.
John Candy. Yeah, yeah.
Amazing show, or amazing movie.
Incredible.
Bill Pullman, amazing.
So yeah, Jedi.
I'm stoked. I want to be a Jedi. Thanks.
Good shit.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Do you agree, Internet? Am I a sexy Jedi?
Let us know in the comments if you're a sexy Jedi.
Sexy Jedi.
Would you be a Jedi of the light, or would you be a Sith Jedi, friends?
I'm definitely Jedi, man. I'm a
recovering Sith.
Sweet guy.
You are.
Oh. Yeah.
You really explored
or
the dark.
Or a recovering light, where I don't know which one it is, but a recovering Sith. Right. Like what you call it.
You're recovering from being a Sith.
Gotcha.
You're a recovered Sith.
Yeah. But Jedi. if I don't work on it every day, it'll flare.
It'll creep back up in there.
Dang. It'll flare. That's great. Man, yeah. I would be one of the good guys. I always pictured myself like a Mace Windu type dude.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Purple, definitely.
Purple, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, who?
Mace Windu.
Wait,
see, Mace Windu?
See, it's funny because you do sit with this nice kind of cool temperature, wisdom, ethics, things like that. But you also... You dabble in the dark.
I can turn it up.
You dabble in give in to your feelings.
Okay. They lie
give
in
to
wait.
The rage.
They lie in wait.
They lie in wait.
Oh my God. Wow.
I hope I never forget.
That's
that.
My entire political stand.
They right? lie in wait.
It's my entire personality.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, the spirit of paranoia. Sometimes.
Have you ever felt debilitating paranoia?
I mean, like, in a bad trip, yeah.
Mm. Oh, my goodness, yeah, yes. Right. I forgot about those.
Yeah, right.
First time I did mushrooms. it was so beautiful. Took a hefty portion. Everyone these days is into a microdose. That's great. That's fine. I love a microdose. I was doing a macrodose. I think I was, like, 17. And with some friends, Tuesday night, whatever. We take some mushrooms for the first time. I'm in my friend's room, and it's kind of like black light, like stoner den room, and with some close friends, we eat them. The first hour, I'm just laughing. Mm. Music's on, I'm laughing. Things are starting to get a little silly, I'm laughing. The next 4.5 hours, terror.
Ooh.
This thought hit me. The thought was... Like, you know, your brain shifts when you take any of these things, and the thought was, this is a classic bad trip thought, I have broke my brain. I'm gonna be like this forever.
Ever, yeah.
And I'll never return to what I was before. I've done like basically all the drug propaganda that you receive as a child broke inside my brain on these mushrooms. Like you did it, son. You ruined your life.
Yeah.
You've ruined your life, Devin.
Mama carried you for 9 months and this is what you do.
Dude, this whole bad trip of like I'm crazy forever, and it just spiraled fear, potent fear, for like 4.5 hours. So for a ton of it, I was just on my friend's bed in the fetal position, and my friends were like, they didn't know how to help me. Honestly, all one of those fuckers needed to do was say, "Hey, Devin, step outside with me," and I probably would have been fine. Like, just go touch grass, like literally, go touch grass, go outside.
Yeah,
you're having this thing inside your head, just. Come touch a flower, you know?
Right.
But I'm just spiraling in crippling fear. I've ruined my life. And then this crazy, like, thought happened. Like, maybe I'm not even here. Maybe I'm at home and I've lost my mind.
Yeah.
And my friends, after me not talking in fear for, like, 3 hours, heard me go, "Mom?" I, like, had this thought, like, maybe I'm in my room and this is all in my, like...
If she could just wake me up. Maybe if she could just wake me up.
Kinda. It was such a crazy fucking bad trip. But so 4.5 hours of that. And yeah, dude, it was so pure and so crazy. And then that thing happens like at the end of a shroom trip where you come out of it kind of back to reality. You're still in the afterglow.
Right, right.
But you're like back in your rational, your mind can think linear thoughts again.
Yeah.
And so I went from 4.5 hours of fear to this breath. And I sat up on the bed, and no joke, my reaction was actually like, that was awesome. Like, whoa. Because it was all in my head. Like, the fear wasn't real. As soon as I landed back in, like, rational thinking, it was this deep life lesson of, like, none of that was real. I was experiencing terror that was solely created by a thought that I believed that wasn't real. Like, here I am back in my mind that I was so afraid I lost forever. So I actually immediately felt this like antidepressive, like glow connection to life for like a while after. So it was a bad trip, but like a meaningful trip. And yeah, that was like paranoid terror that
Here's
I was feeling.
Here's the kicker, Devin. You're still on the trip. The terror.
Dude, if I just woke up in fucking Jesse's bed right now. Fucking 17 years old. Mom?
Whoa.
Oh my god. Oh,
yeah, that was a wild time. That was a wild time, man.
Woo! When's the first time you shroomed?
Oh, shroomed. You know what? We had such a beautiful moment. The first time I ever spoke with someone shrooming was you. You called me on the phone. You were on some mountain, or at least you thought you were on a mountain. And you called me and you were like, there are all these things I just want to say to you. You were so, so sweet. This was like 3 years after like Ned's, and you called me and you were with somebody. You were with somebody. I forget who it was, another young lady. And you called me and you said some very like sweet things. I remember that, yeah. And that was uplifting for me. I don't know. It must have been therapeutic for you to make the call.
That's crazy.
Like whenever I wasn't there for that, but like I don't recall that at all. But no. I remember being in those states and like how pure like you feel and how much you like want to tell somebody. And and I'm so glad, but I'm so sad because like that's always so dangerous. Like I know I've called you like messed up and like. I hate that, but that's so amazing. Yeah. So you were shrooming and you get this call and you're like, what the fuck?
No. You were shrooming.
Yeah, you were shrooming and called me. Just wanting to tell him
lovely
things.
This is before I had ever like shroomed. Like it wasn't a thing that I...
Oh, I thought I was just
how
on
lovely
like,
is that?
Xanax. Oh, just great.
Yeah, it was interesting. But the world you were describing, dude, we're in this beautiful place and it's so nice. And I just, you just have to know. Like, oh,
yeah.
Like,
okay, wait. Then I stand so by pure. That because everything I say on shrooms is straight.
Straight from the source.
Wow. Oh yeah, my God, man. Daniel. And I meant every freaking word.
You can have a lot of different times on shrooms, guys.
It's true.
That's very
so
true.
Many different times.
That's very true.
It's true. It is not, it's not for everybody, but man, I love them.
That roller coaster, man. You get on that thing and sometimes it won't let you off.
It's true.
Yeah.
It just keeps sending you.
It's true.
Yeah. It's the same big it's drop. True. No, let me off. Let me off.
Can't get off. And not till the ride's done. Can't stop this thing now. We're going down a big ass hill.
Yeah, he's gonna let you go, but not till it's done with you.
Man, sometimes I feel like John Mayer. You remember that song he had? Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home.
Stop this train. I wanna get off. That's actually the spirit he meant it in.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, I don't. If we ever did a reboot, I really don't think Scott Fellows would be super down with a bad trip episode, but we should do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's an adult thing for sure.
And it's a thing that happens.
Yeah, even people who haven't like tried shrooms or whatever, or marijuana even, would be, you know, they're interested in like, you know, what is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First shroom trip for me? You know what? I remember. I was with my homie Colin. I think this was in college or something like that. But anyway, we used to play music. He was this amazing like pianist. He also like played the bass and stuff like that. And we just work on these different projects. I come over, bring the guitar, yada, yada, yada. But one of these days he happened to be shrooming and he asked me if I wanted some. Yeah, he asked me if I wanted some, but we used to skate a lot. We were doing a lot of skating because I worked on Zeke and Luther, and this homie was a skater too. We're in LB, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to drive down to Irvine. We're going to shroom, and then I'm going to skate through this parking lot. And I was like, okay, we're skating through a parking lot. On shrooms, that wasn't a good idea. Like, you could really hurt yourself, but especially the first time. But I had the most amazing time. We went into a six-story parking lot in Irvine for like one of their colleges. No cars were in there. So we popped the shrooms and I'm starting to kind of feel, and it hits me as I'm like coming from the like top floor is like open up here. And then we just start going down and it's like, you know, just coasting. It was just epic, man. You're just feeling the wind build up from all the speed, but I'm going like way faster than I should have. Like by the time we get to the bottom and I fucking eat shit. I hit these rocks.
No.
Thought it was gonna send me through a bad, bad trip. I scraped my knee and everything, but I was like, oh, wow, that was amazing.
Isn't life amazing?
Amazing. And it was, something else. Yada, yada. Oh. But it was nighttime. The stars were the brightest they had ever been. Like, it was epic, man. And we had like a bunch of other skaters there. I think it was like six of us all together. And we just kept going back up and just riding down, bro. It was
gorgeous.
Yeah, everything's so just heightened, cool. All the sounds, mm-hmm. all the senses, all that. And that was a great trip, and I'd only taken a little bit, so it was great. Very next trip, horrible.
No.
Worst ever. Man, same homie. I'm going over to Collins. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great. Oh, shroom. Oh,
such a good time.
I'm a shroom daddy. Yeah, let's go, you know. He has this picture of, like, the pyramids on his wall. Then he has a picture of, like, some, like, ancient, like something from antiquity. Like, I don't know if it's, like, the Statue of David, but it's, like, a picture. And somehow I got locked into these thoughts about, like, history. So I take the shrooms and we're just chilling. And then I just start to see, it looks like the paintings are like vibrating. Nothing else is vibrating, but it's these paintings. And I'm like, oh, this is a little weird, you know? And then it was like a detachment from reality. I felt like I would, koosh, and now I'm in fucking ancient Egypt. And I'm feeling like all the senses there. And then, koosh, I'm like back here, you know, vibing with the homies. Like, oh, yeah, hey, yeah, 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 it's all good. Koosh. I'm in fucking like Greece on some shit. And I'm like, oh, wow, wow, wow. And then koosh, back here playing. And I'm like, oh, yo, maybe we should go outside. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to put this guitar down and we should go outside. We go outside and I'm still having these, like, we end up walking to the park. I'm like, if I could just get to the park. There was a park where I used to just do these like pull-ups. And I was like, something familiar. But I go outside and I'm thinking, oh yeah, the stars were so bright that night. We're outside. We're under the open air. The shadows were the darkest shadows I'd ever seen. Like, this was the opposite of that first trip.
No.
I was afraid of the dark this time. But we're walking. We get to the park. And I have this overwhelming sense of, like, paranoia. And I'm like, Colin, why would you bring me here? Why would you do this? There are people trying to, you know, yada, yada, yada. It's just terror. You think something's coming.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, no one's coming, bro. Like, we're good. Colin, we gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here. Colin's like, look, I think maybe you should go. And I'm like, I should go. Get in my car.
No.
Yeah. Shouldn't have done that. Ooh. That's bad, guys. Mm-hmm. Do not do that. No driving under the influence of substances. Yeah. I get there.
No, just your life. Just glad you're okay.
Also, yeah, I'm glad I'm okay because, man, that...
The car ride was the least of your worries?
Yeah. Koosh. Koosh. You know?
Koosh, I'm in the hospital.
Koosh, yeah. No, you know, ancient Mesopotamia. Koosh. Oh, my goodness. Babylon. Oh, God.
First of all, Koosh has got to go on a shirt.
It's so good.
Koosh.
Koosh. Time travel.
In this other
Koosh,
freaking
time
reality,
travel.
Bro. It was
Koosh.
No bueno. So I drive to my place, and my folks are there. I drive to my family home.
What?
In LB. Yeah. I was like, there's nothing
you
I can do.
You had to go to safety.
And I was like, I guess I can
you
try to sneak in here.
Fucking
I mean, there
Parents
was nothing
house?
I could do. I was like, I'm not going to stay out here in the shadows. I don't like
and
the
you're not
shadow
gonna go,
realm.
Why? And you're not going to go back to the pyramid house.
Yeah, no. So I park my car in the garage, and I'm thinking I can, like, get in, you know, but I'm fumbling with the keys and hearing everything. And, you know, my parents, they usually stay, like, upstairs or whatever, and I'm fumbling with it. I'm like, I can get in here and just go to my room because it's right there and just get in. And I come in, but I see a light come on upstairs, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I guess I'm louder than I am. And I rush in, and then I fall into my bed and close the door. My parents never knock on my door. Like, sometimes in the morning if they want to wake me up or something. But for some reason, and I must have been making some type of sounds down
there.
Yeah, some
weird,
like,
unfamiliar sounds.
Koosh! Koosh! Dan, what's going on down there? But my dad comes and knocks on the door, and, like, I laid flat down on the door. Like this.
Nope, I'm asleep.
And so he comes, knocks on the door. Come in. And then he knocks and he's like, hey, Dan, I'm just checking on you. And I'm just like, help. help. Dan, what the hell is wrong with you, boy? You know, and like, what's going on? Like, super concerned. And then he's like, Cheryl, come get this boy. Cheryl, I don't know what we're going to do with him. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. And my mom's just like, oh, my God, what happened? What did you take? And I'm like, because I don't want to tell them that I went shrooming because I'm the sweet little, you know, their boy. What did you take? I'm like, not a lot. It wasn't a lot. Like, you know, I'm doing everything but saying, shrooms. And they're like, they just go to their phones because they don't know how to deal with it.
Oh,
like,
right, right.
Like, what to do when and son has taken
true. My dad's just like, hey, he just got to sleep it off. He just got to sleep it off.
Yeah, they're not wrong.
Here's time.
Oh, Cheryl, I don't know. We raised him right. We raised him right. You know, all this. And I feel awful, but I'm in such a state of terror. I don't even have time to really feel awful about that circumstance. And koosh, you know, all these kooshes keep happening. And then I had this feeling where it was like me and all of my ancestors that had come before me. I went into this realm where it was like all the people that had come before me, all the people that would come. And it was like this feeling of all we are is dust in the wind. And then I looked over at my parents at one point. This was scary as hell. And everything just turned to sand and just blew away in the wind. And it was just this quiet, quiet darkness. Koosh! Then I'm back in it, and I'm kind of feeling better. And I get up, and my parents are still standing there just like looking at me. I don't know how much time it passed. It probably had been like an hour or so. And I get up, and I walk into the kitchen. Like, I don't say anything to anybody. I just kind of part the Red Sea. Like, my parents are there, like, oh, excuse me. And I go, and I just grab food, I grab water, and I'm like, whew, like, it was just so much breath. And I was like, I'm never doing that again. I'm never doing it again. And even there, like, I sit on the couch, and they talk to me, and I'm still, like, wavering in and out. But I'm like, okay, I'm in a safe environment. It feels good again. And I was like, I'll never do that again.
Wow.
Yeah. Wild. So you guys haven't had any, well, I mean, yours was kind of fetal position there. Yeah. It's, yeah, you're not in control. When you're dealing with these things, guys, you're not
Daniel,
in control. They're
I am
in control.
Like, help.
Help is so
dude,
help.
That is the so best
funny.
Fucking story.
It felt like a ride.
I know, I was asleep. Help.
Help.
Jeez. Damn, Daniel, that is intense.
Because even when you're not having the visuals, it was just a rush. Like, I just felt like that feeling you get from a ride going down. Like, you know, when you just feel that exhilaration. But it was terrifying exhilaration. And it was just like, oh, I was just up the whole time. Oh, my God.
That's an amazing
that is
trip.
Like, that's like the perfect. And,
yeah,
I just
didn't
love
wake up
story.
Saying, oh, that was great.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of did.
Yeah, you
kind
of did.
Man.
Dude, the fear of just like your place and like the like whoa, that dude. Was like very
oh,
profound.
And then also
present the sand, your
randomly,
ancestors.
Yeah,
all
I was
that.
Thinking that like someone was pregnant randomly. That was happening, and I was feeling like there was like, no, I'm not saying someone was pregnant, but I felt like someone was because when we're doing the like the time thing, looking back and then looking forward, I'm like, oh God, that means that somebody's pregnant. And I didn't have a girlfriend at the time, so I'm like, I don't even know who it is. Where's the kid?
I'm pregnant with someone I didn't even have sex with.
I'm pregnant. And I think I told that to my mom. I think I said, I'm pregnant. And I'm just hurting about all these things that I feel like I've done wrong in my life. And yeah, I wanted to be where I knew I was, but I wasn't.
Wow.
No bueno.
That's profound, dude.
No bueno.
So you actually profound. Just tapped into some profound life, karmic shit. Like, that's what happened.
And
man.
I wasn't ready for it.
Exactly.
Because I'm sure some learned person mm-hmm. can go and, you know, journey into the mystical realms and know exactly, oh, yes, that's just, yeah, that's the answer. Well, that's the, yeah. Oh, it's fine.
Yeah. It or even fine. If not knowing the answers, being in a space where you feel safe enough to, like, explore rather than like, oh fuck, mm-hmm. oh fuck, oh fuck, get me out of here, get me home, help,
help.
Help,
dude. That's so
amazing.
Dude, I didn't know what to say. It's like, I did not want to tell them that I had
right.
taken shrooms. I was like, oh,
but
man.
And what did your parents say the next day or like the net? Like, what was their aftermath?
Were they mad or
well,
were they just
they were
like
a little bit restless? Like, I sat on that couch the whole day. I think I just waited until morning. I don't even think it was any sleep happening.
He didn't sleep. He just sat there and thought about the universe.
And they sat there with me for a long time. And it was a certain point where I was like, oh, this is patronizing. You guys, please go to sleep. Like, just leave me.
I'm
here.
Okay. Yeah.
I might be okay. But I don't want you guys to see me like this. And yeah, but then, you know, they went on to get their sleep. And then they come down that morning and just make their coffee. And mm-hmm. How are you feeling? You know, just a little bit of that. They didn't overdo
Cheryl,
it, but
Cheryl.
I don't know what we're gonna do with this boy. I don't know what
we raised him right. Wow, dude, that's amazing.
That's
my, so
beautiful.
you went great trip, bad trip. I went bad trip. My next trip was a great trip. Was at Coachella 2008. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd was playing Dark Side of the Moon from start to finish. For those of you youngins out there who don't know classic rock, this album is perfection. It's like fucking seminal, man. But Roger Waters, Dark Side of the Moon from start to finish at Coachella. Second time taking mushrooms. the come up was like a little crazy. Sometimes it happens. You get nauseous, like maybe didn't have enough in your stomach. The shrooms aren't sitting right. So in this huge crowd of people with my friends waiting for this concert to start, in this weird transition from sober to not, and I'm getting real sweaty. All of a sudden, my body just cold sweat. Mm. Take off my shirt. I'm just sweat. I'm just a sweat boy. And I'm nauseous. And I'm like sitting down and kind of fumbling around. And my friends don't really know how to help me. And they're like, oh, fuck. And I don't want to leave because I can't get back to this spot in the crowd. And finally, one of my friends like was like, do you want some water? And I was like, yeah. And they handed me a bottle of water. And I downed the whole thing. And then the show started. And from that point on, pure beauty and life. Like, nice. I stood up, the lights came on, and it just felt like life celebration for like 5 hours. And this big, like, kind of profound process happened where anytime an insecure thought of mine would pop up, anytime that little voice in your head that like talks shit or is like, you're doing the wrong thing, or you're not being good enough, or like your friends think that, like, any thought that came up was just dissolved with this other simple, just like, and that's okay. And that's okay. Nice, like, nice. It just, thought would come up, and that's okay. Thought would come up, and that's okay. Thought would come up, and that's okay. And, like, that was the profound takeaway from that trip. Like, I left that trip, like, kind of more whole. I was like, oh, there's, like, a deeper voice, and there's a deeper place inside of me where I'm just more complete, and everything is okay, and I can just kind of make choices from this place. And I felt, like, really calm and grounded coming out of it. Like, the show, first of all, was fucking insane. Like, Dark Side of the Moon was insane. But then coming out of it that night, I really just felt like, oh, and I felt more me. It was beautiful. So I went bad trip, good trip.
So
yeah.
Lovely.
And then that let me continue. Like, I've explored shrooms a lot in my life. They've been like great teachers in my life, and not for everyone, of course.
No.
For me, they have been a wonderful, like, life teacher in the intense experiences and in the subtle ones. Yeah.
And I told myself I'd never do it again.
But,
you know, concerts happen. You know, gotta subject myself to the terror again.
Because you said you were only like 17 when that happened, or how old were you when that bad trip happened?
That was mine.
20, like, they were like 19.
Okay, yeah, so still very young. Okay,
yeah,
so
pretty young.
So did you like forget about the sort of bad trip? Did you not care about it anymore? Did you feel more equipped to deal with it?
I thought,
or were you drunk?
That I was in control and it wasn't them. But no, then I had a series of pretty good experiences. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And concerts, like it the places that you go do determine the outcome a lot of times.
Definitely. I always say go outside.
Places, yeah, people. Yeah. Like, for me, it's like some concerts are great, but also like just like some beautiful nature.
Oh,
it's just the easiest
thing. In San Francisco once, I went to a park that was just beautiful.
That.
Beaches.
The best
that.
Visuals,
a beach.
Dude.
Just
like
nature,
best.
Even during the day, you're just
like,
kind of set up for feeling okay, pretty much okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you about that one trip downtown when all it was like being like reflected back out was like all of this darkness. And then I walked in and I was like, I'm the evil. Like, I'm the darkness.
Yeah, I would never want to take mushrooms in downtown Los Angeles.
No.
By myself.
So many triggers.
Just
walking around. So many people already afflicted with their own stuff.
And I was walking into hell.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It was
a real strange time.
Made it out.
Yeah.
Real strange time. But yeah, the first time I did acid and shrooms.
Same time, first time?
No.
I was like, what?
Double whammy like that?
Damn.
But the first time I did, like, so the first time I did acid, I remember just listening to I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry the whole night. And going in and out of, like, I've never cried so hard out of pure joy. Like, I was so joyous and grateful for everything, and it was like just sobbing. And then everything, this only happened to me once. Like, I feel like sometimes, like, even with edibles, like, things hit me once and then they don't do it again because I've never experienced it again with acid.
Okay.
But everything started, like, the fractals and the patterns, obviously. Every point in the house became a color, like an aura. And this, like, and then the couch started to
breathe. Yep.
And, like, everything around me was this breathing thing, just bawling. Oh, my God. And then I looked at this door that was never opened, and I was like, that's a portal to hell. And then I remember coming back and being okay. And then the first time I did shrooms was also like that. But I remember, like, looking at my body and being like, it's so delicate. Like, it's so delicate. And then I remember being like, this car isn't mine. Like, it's not mine. I just pictured, we each took, like, a Polaroid camera and, or yeah, those old cameras, and we just, like, took pictures of each other. My face was just like,
oh,
tears and snot.
Dang.
Like, it was the greatest. It was the fucking greatest. Just watched all of the plants, like, turn their different colors. Like, it was just like these, I just come so far to God and, like, the spirit in those moments.
Yeah.
It was the best. But I haven't seen those visuals, like, any other time I've really done it. Just the first time for each of those was like, whoa. Yeah.
Closing my eyes. That's what I was, on that trip too, I just wanted the ride to stop. I would close my eyes and, like you're saying, the fractal patterns, like, I would just see, and it just, it was the brightest darkness ever.
Yeah.
And just all these splashes of color, and it's happening.
Somebody,
and
turn these lights down.
Turn it off. Help.
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 Damn.
Help.
Damn.
Wild. But yeah, good feelings, but they can be intense. Yeah. Intense.
Yeah, for real. Sure. No, bad trips can be, the fear that can grip you is intense. The chaos you can feel from, like, shadow, like, if you're having one of those trips where you're seeing the chaos and the fear, like, woo-wee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yoo-wee.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had, like, two bad trips, but the rest of them have been so joyous. Like, so joyous, I've sobbed of joy each time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Everything is so beautiful and delicate. Like, it all works for us.
Yeah.
All the time.
See, I always have that. Then it just goes to that place, you know?
Mm.
It's like, okay, yeah, people will advocate for shrooms, and it's like, oh, yeah, well, this is that experience. And I cannot lie and say that doesn't exist, but it's just on that other side. It's just a corner turn, and then you want to turn back, but you can't. And it's like, dang, I got to sit here for 6 hours.
And I'm like, and I'm over here. I'm over here. Like, I want more. I'll take more. I'll take more. I took 4 tabs of acid the first time that I did it.
Wow.
And yeah. And it was a ride, but obviously the addict in me was like, but more.
I was going to say, that's how an addict, like, is. Yeah. More is better.
Woo.
No, be careful.
It's almost like the minute you literally feel deeply in the high.
Yeah.
So it's both for me. Like, when I would come down, I would want it. But when I would feel deeply in the high, I would think, I can get higher. I can get higher.
That's the addict.
Yeah.
Like, that's the, you know?
And it's like, how high you want to be, boo?
Exactly.
Where are you going?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come back down. There's nobody up there.
It's going to be scary.
Yeah, no one else is up there.
Nobody's up there.
Be up there alone?
It's lonely.
It is lonely. Up there. It is lonely and weird.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I don't
know. Acid? Either of you?
Yeah, but never anything profound, oddly enough. Never, I've never, like, yeah, dabbled, but never, like, profound in the way that mushrooms have, like, spoke to me or taught me or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, none of those experiences that, like, I came back with more.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of some nice stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, exploring all that was definitely just a part of, like, my growth in life for a time. Like, you know, tried it. Was learning, was kind of on that ride for a little while. And then I did, this is the not addict in me, I did hit a point, like, I don't know, after kind of years of, like, exploring psychedelics for a little while, like, just hit a point where I was like, I gotta land the plane. I gotta land the plane. I've had a lot of these metaphysical experiences, these deep, deep learning, feeling lessons, all
but
that shit.
It's like, now you gotta go practice that in the world.
Like, I just had this
just keep
thing,
realizing
that I just had this thing of, like, okay, like, something was not integrated with all of it. I felt I was in the spaces still, like these parties with my friends, and I was like, it's just not it's not hitting the same. Like, I gotta land this sober and kind of see
realization without any, like, experience to back it up, or however that happens, you know, if you have the experience and then you get the realization, whatever. If those are not practiced, they sort of just poof.
Yeah, like
Koosh. They sort of just
koosh.
Like, yeah. you know, the realization yeah. gets duller with time, and then it's almost like each realization you have doesn't really mean anything because you're not going to do anything with it.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's how I felt for a long time, like, stocking up knowledge, this and that. Oh, my God, I get it. Yeah. Not only was all that wrong because it was drug-addled.
Those feelings of fulfillment, because I will say yeah. with shrooms, I did feel like this flush of fulfillment, understanding, but I needed to find a way to acquire that fulfillment
right.
in normalcy. Mm-hmm. And, right. and yeah, like you said, landing yeah. the plane, that's what I wanted more so.
And it's like the joy of finding those gems comes with the work of really processing and bringing that down into yeah. something that can be useful, like yeah. in practical daily life.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. what do they say? Like, you find Zen, then go do the laundry.
Right.
I like
right.
that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're enlightened and then go fucking do your dishes.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yep.
Because life keeps going. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think we all know people who like... just keep returning to that space so often, realizing, mm-hmm. realizing. I don't know how they don't get in there sometimes and go like, but I've already done this.
Yeah, right? All the, because I always had epiphanies.
Yes.
And it's like, how can you keep having these
same
world-changing
epiphanies?
You can't
have the epiphanies? Same
epiphany. No. Just go and apply
right,
that
Right, you can't
epiphany.
Have the same epiphany.
Yeah, yeah, you can't. It's that's, no longer an
that's
epiphany.
That's an epiphany. Like, because it has one time.
Uh-huh.
That's an
epiphany. That's an epiphany.
Koosh!
Pyramids! Mesopotamia!
Fetal position on his couch!
Mom! Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Mom! Help!
Yeah, dude, we both had a similar moment of like, help!
Oh my goodness.
Help! Yeah, that was just big, like, in my own listening of like, oh, I see all this. Like, I kind of think about, like, if I got future kids at some point, like, I don't want to cut them off from aspects of life that, like, are natural and kind of happen, right? Like, I explored with some shit. I will try and guide them in the right direction. And, like, when it comes to this stuff, it's like, I will just try to impart as many, like, kind of breaks on it as possible. Like, even with weed, like, wait until your brain is more developed. Like, really let your beautiful brain get further into developing before you start with this shit.
Yeah.
And then even something, if they want to do psychedelics, right? Like, I think we've heard about the Smiths, which we were talking about earlier. But I think we've heard of them, like, they, like, took mushrooms together or something. Like, that's to me, that's cool. That's life. But I feel like I would want to guide my kids to, like, make these experiences important, like, don't burn them out. Like,
if somebody would have told me that intention could yeah. actually be a part of drug use or yeah. like the not the party drugs, but like those kind of experiences with yeah. weed, with yeah. any of those things that alter your consciousness kind of for the higher, like, I probably wouldn't have still taken the advice, but I would have known it. I didn't know it until so yeah. deep into my like drug use and career yeah. that those experiences could really teach me something, like yeah. not just be high, not just whatever.
Exactly. That's actually one thing I don't love about mushroom culture becoming so recreational.
Right.
And I've used them recreationally before too, but like.
You were doing a lot during COVID, right? Kind of?
No. I just had one hefty one with Theo where I was face down on my floor for 4 hours. Like, I can't handle this. The roller coaster took the left yeah. turn and I was just, I can't
wow.
get off. We took too much yeah. is what happened. But it just limits, like, man, if you sit down maybe with some close friends, your own inner guidance in a beautiful, safe setting, set the right intention and do the right amount, and don't do that experience as a kind of like a one-off or like a its own thing. Don't try and seek it again and again and again. You can really learn some things about yourself. You can really heal some shit. You can really have a beautiful time and maybe hear some guidance that you've been wanting to hear if you kind of create that space in that container. Or you can go do it at a concert and have a fucking great time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's yeah. like there's a lot of ways yeah. to do it, but I think the sacred part of it is often, lost.
Mm-hmm. Overlooked.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
You were doing some sacred shit traveling through the fucking time periods. You just had no shaman there to be like,
bruh, to
Daniel,
guide it. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Lead into it.
You could have impregnated somebody in a different
dimension. In a whole different dimension. Now, let's not get into these, and they're out there.
Lying in
these
wait.
Interstellar. Oh.
Those interstellar
shroom
kids,
demons.
I tell
ya. Interstellar shroom demons. They're out there, and they're here to take everything. Dude, they will repossess it all. They will repossess your soul. No, I had a awful shroom trip.
No.
That is worse than the first one.
No.
No.
Because this one involved, and I don't know, like, I'm like, what? I was like, wait. I did not sign up for this. Everything else had just been the universe kind of just speaking to me, and oh, things are in alignment, and everything's brighter and stuff. These kooshes, like koosh, I was not going to times in human world, right? This was not human world. This was like some interstellar, man. I ended up feeling like I was at the council, like it was like a tribunal. What do you call, like, in Star Wars where they have all the people?
The Galactic Federation. Right?
Thousands of people from all these different galaxies up there judging me. I'm down here. It's like, oh my God. And I was with
a young lady.
Let's just say a young lady, because I got to stop near her. But I was with a young lady in a hotel room, right? And I was the only one shrooming at this time. I was going through a lot because we were moving, and it was just like, we only had so much time and we had to fill out all this paperwork. Why shrooms, I thought, was a good idea? I don't freaking know. Because I have learned also that you have to have almost nothing on your plate. You have to know that
right. You
got everything done before this moment you're about to do this. And then everything coming up is something you can handle. Absolutely. But if you're stressed,
right. That
stress is going to come out. It's right there.
In a transition like that,
And it all ended up manifesting into whatever this dream was I was having on this trip. And back to these interdimensional space monsters. The koosh happens and I find myself no longer in the bed laying down. I am now in that little intergalactic, space tribunal, whatever. And these people are just reading me my rights in all these different languages. They're like, you know, deliberating and, oh, well, he did this and
like, what were they saying? Like, you did what?
It was more so that I took the shrooms and other things. Then so all this propaganda
you
about
good boy, bad.
Yeah, we
gone again.
I definitely thought that was like.
I saw. I wasn't gonna leave you hanging, but I was coming down with judgment.
Yes,
you
judgment.
Good boy have besmirched what is right.
That part exactly. Yeah. Man, bro, I had committed something, and they were not having it, and it was like, oh, well, yeah, he's just gotta go. I'm like, no, I don't want to. And then, koosh, I wake up. I'm not in the bed. I am on the floor now, fetal position.
No, and the young lady is still
fetal
there?
Position. Yeah, and she's just like, oh, I don't know what to do. Oh my God. And apparently, I'm making enough noise to where someone comes and knocks on the door of the hotel room, and I'm like, oh, they're here. But it was like one of the hotel staff or whatever. And so my girl just kind of like lets them know, oh, no, yeah, everything's fine. But it sounds like someone's in there struggling. She's like, are you sure? Yeah, it's all good. Koosh.
Help.
Koosh. I'm in now another world where I'm Daniel. I am Daniel. But it's just weird. I'm Daniel and things are going great. And it's like, you know,
that
like
is weird.
Successful. I'm in a new space and I go and I sit on, my little bed or whatever. And then out of the walls, these interdimensional space creatures come out, right? But they look like authorities. They look like the Gestapo or something like that. Coming in here to, like, get me. And I'm like, wait, what? And they start pointing at things in this awesome house that I have. And it disintegrates. Goes away. Disintegrates. Goes Whoa. Away. They point at my shirt. It disintegrates. Goes away. They point at the bed I'm sitting on. Disintegrates. Goes away. And all this freaking emptiness, man. And then, koosh, I'm back in the hotel room, and this time I'm like face down on the ground, like, but it's a weird scrunch. It was like an uncomfortable position to be in, especially around interdimensional space demons. Not good. So I'm like,
ass up, face down.
And man, they repossessed everything. They took it all, guys. They took it all. So let this be a PSA that you don't want to, don't dabble in those shrooms. If you do, you're not a bad person, but hey man, you're not in control.
Wow.
You
know?
Unless you want these these other creatures to take the will. Don't let them take the will.
Repossess your innocence.
They repossessed it all. They took it all.
Dang.
Man, worst trip ever.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
They are still riding a portion of Uranus.
Dude, hey, Koosh, we're right back there, you know? Like, my God.
Help!
Help!
Wait, so did you ever talk to this young lady again?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
She wanted to talk to you again?
She was okay.
This was more recent, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Love that.
It's a lovely woman who means a lot to me in my life.
Exactly. I vaguely remember you telling me, not the details, but just like, and I remember her kind of being like, yeah, Dan. Yeah.
That was the last time. This one I'm serious about. It was the last time. Never shrooms. They're too powerful.
Oh, you have some like deep parallels between those two things. Like the everything turning to dust.
I know. And the kooshing around.
Like koosh.
The koosh traveling. The koosh time machine.
The koosh. Yeah. I'm going to invent a method of travel called the koosh.
Koosh.
We're just going to koosh everywhere.
I think if you ever were to do them again, you need some fucking spiritual guide who you trust. You need like some mentor
and
guide figure.
No more doing
you know
it inside.
No, inside. No bueno.
You need the nature around.
Yep.
And you need some guide. You need a guide.
Yep.
Need someone to
You want to guide him, Devin?
I could guide him.
Yeah.
I've guided.
It's just my PSA.
I've guided many people through their first experience.
Guide him right back to that anus rock.
We don't want that. We don't want that.
I'm gonna guide him right where I want.
Man, but this is my PSA. I'm getting behind the government and saying, guys, don't do it. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. I won't hate you. I've had some amazing experiences. But
I want to see.
I won't hate you.
I want to see Daniel's. This is your brain on drugs ad, and the egg goes into the pan, and then it's the egg, but it's just shaped like him face down with monsters behind him.
Bruh. All these just muffled like. Like I remember, I got so acquainted with the carpet of that hotel room.
Ooh. Wow!
And hotel carpets.
Oh,
all way on most floors, but a hotel carpet. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I was not in control.
Dang!
I wouldn't have laid down there either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
This might
be.
This is one of my favorite episodes we've done.
Weirdest. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah, we had to open heavy in the
Daniel, your story.
I feel like I know more about you from this episode than like all of them previously.
I mean, well welcome to the Daniel
show.
Wow. Jesus.
So good. Jesus.
Right.
Koosh.
Man. Koosh. Yeah, sometimes I just had to look over my shoulder and make sure.
There's just a little flirty monster like poking out the wall, like winking at him.
In the window. Like, we're never far away. We're never far away.
Remember?
Dude, and I always wanted to be an astronaut. Hell no. I do not want to go to space. I can't even watch Star Wars anymore. You ruined it
for
me. Wow. God dang it.
Wow. He has been probed. You were probed.
Bruh. Bruh.
Do you still feel a little tingle sometimes?
Were you probed by all those things they were pointing at in the room?
I have no clue. But they pointed at it and it had to go somewhere, right?
I mean, it disappeared right near us.
I'm like, oh no. But it was not tight, bro.
Yeah, that sounds
God.
Like not.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. It was not tight.
There were so many jokes, I just left it. Too many jokes, had to leave that one. Yeah, my brain was like, sometimes it gets teed up and my brain sees too many paths.
Yeah, I can't. Let me just leave it.
I can't. I'll leave
this
it.
Is the Ned's adult podcast survival guide, though, guys. You know?
Facts. Yes. Is that your tip?
My tip.
It's don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, guys. Don't do drugs.
You can't take my tip.
All right. Oh, damn. You can have it back.
Don't do drugs.
Not even those baby drugs. Like, I get it. Everybody will tell you, oh, but they're plants. They're from, God intended for us. All right, yeah. Until you meet those space creatures, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
That's your tip as well.
Yep, you can't ever get enough of hearing that. I wish I had heard it more.
I'm gonna say, follow your heart. You know, follow your heart. Be safe. Be safe. Be with good people. Don't. All of you, talking to all of you, don't do drugs. All of you, if I'm talking to all of you, don't do drugs. But some of you, follow your heart. Have a good time.
Yeah.
But all of you? No.
And if you're going to do drugs, I would never stay on drugs.
and actually, drugs is a broad term. Don't do drugs, right?
Hey, just stay in control, guys. Stay in control.
Don't do... Yeah, I can't...
You're all going to make your mistakes. We hope to see you on the other side.
We're all going to make our mistakes. You're going to go where you want to go. But man, fucking be safe.
Do it as safely as possible.
And some things are not worth the risk.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not. Like, life is truly beautiful enough. Beautiful. Some things are not worth the risk. Some things can be if you do them right. Okay.
Hey.
Have fun. Wow, goodness.
Have fun. I just won't be the guy that told you to.
Oh, and recommend Spaceballs. Go watch Spaceballs.
Oh, go watch Spaceballs.
Featuring James. Hilarious. So James good. J. Bullock.
See you next week. Bye. Thank you for watching this week's episode. And thank you to our patrons. Patreon.com/NedsPod. We love you. We do bonus content, live streams, and you guys help keep this show going. If you want to join, check us out.
Yes.
And big shout out to our super friends.
Super friends dance.
And a big shout out to our super duper friends.
Super duper friends. Okay, we starting out with Legendary X, AK.
Mm. And we got Rebecca Saletti.
Let's go, Becca.
And Eve!
Thank you, guys. We love you.
Super friends, Dan.
Super friends.
We'll see you on the live stream.
Thank you, super duper friends.
Back it up. Yeah.